You're with Gareth Hall here on RSN Central and Jason Adams. We are live at Sandown Park as we get set for the TAB Melbourne Cup heats on Friday night. And we're now joined by Greyhound Royalty, the two Britton brothers, Rob and Jeff Britton. Between them, how many Melbourne Cups have you guys won?
Absolutely zero.
Zero. I find that very hard.
As a family, they've had about 24 starters, I think it is. So even on the averages, you've been a bit stiff.
I find that hard to believe, really. Hello to you, Rob.
Hi, Gareth.
And g'day, Jeff.
Hey, Gareth.
That might change on Friday night. Well, you might have a few, hopefully, a couple of runners in the TAB Melbourne Cup final. But I guess Jeff this year would have the better hand.
Yeah, well, I have this year, but most years it's been Robert, so it's about my turn, I reckon.
Is this the race that you've been great trainers over many a year, and you've done a wonderful job with many of your stays as well, Robbie, but is the Melbourne Cup in your eyes still the number one race?
Certainly is as far as prestige goes, yeah. But I think right now anyone would like to win that $1 million race up in Sydney.
Yeah, 100%, because you get $1 million. But it's still $500,000 to the winner these days, which is remarkable, really.
It is, and again, I think most of the trainers and owners would be here if they're running for a cup. It has got the prestige.
Yeah. Jeff, who's your best chance this year?
Probably, Do It, and probably got two chances of getting through, I think, is Do It and Webley Blazer.
Yeah, he's been heavily supported, Webley Blaze. They opened up about $4.60.
$4.80 it was.
$4.80, he's into $2 now.
Yeah, I think as soon as the box rules came out, and, he's got his problems too. He's been going ordinary out of the boxes lately, and but he needs that bit of room that hopefully he'll get and show what he can do.
He definitely doesn't need a whistle when Aussie Secret's in the race. He'll make a couple of lanes for him, you would imagine, anyway.
I'm just hoping he doesn't, he has badly, come out two or three behind, and we don't want to see that. Otherwise, you've got no hope. And, when you've got dogs like Jungle Juice in that race, and he's flying at the moment.
Jeff, your partner Angela's got Japara in heat one of the cup. How do you read his draw, box number six? Because on his night, he can spear to the front in a race like this.
Yeah, he's had a little bit of time off, and he's had two race starts back since, and he just hasn't been getting out of the boxes. So we're just sort of hoping if he can get out of the box, he can show what he can do. You have a look at the two in there. He needs to lead, and I don't think he can lead Cable Ends.
Yeah, is he one of the quickest greyhounds that you've ever seen consistently begin anyway?
Yeah, look, I suppose his old man was pretty good.
Yeah.
And his mum.
Yeah. Well, they all just got out of boxes, didn't they? And so he's just carried that on. And, over the years, there's been a lot of good beginners. They've been finding at the end where he can, run it out as well.
Is Dewey one of the most underrated greyhounds in this country? Because when people talk about these big races, he doesn't seem to get mentioned, even though that he's had a victory over an Aston Rupee in Adelaide Cup.
Yeah, look, Aston Rupee didn't draw well that night, and we did. And and the thing is about it, I haven't taken him round the bush everywhere, and I'm sure I could rack up a good record for Dewey if I wanted to, but I've sort of kept him in the city and gone for big races all the time. So their wins don't stack up as much as what some of the dogs have been going around the bush.
We're live at Sandown Park, the home of greyhound racing in this state, for the TAB Melbourne Cup heats, of course, on Friday night. We're joined by Jeff and Robbie Britton talking about their chances. So Do It's a Wonderful Chance, box two, race number nine, heat number five of the TAB Melbourne Cup. He's rated about a $3 chance, I think, Jace. With the tap?
Yeah, around the mark. It's quite an open sort of race. I'm not sure how you read it, Jeff, but you're going to have one like Fernando Mick, who's going to push the outside part of the track, and Gypsy Bun on his outside is probably going to come down towards the fence. What do you see his profile is at the moment? I mean, a while ago, he was clearly a fast greyhound who was running up bums and not beginning too well. Has he sort of advanced since then? You think he's a more professional unit?
Yeah, I think he is getting out a little bit better. And, I just think drawing in helps. If he is drawn out wide, you could probably get there and put a line through him. But he just loves the fence. I think Arizona always runs off, doesn't he, Robert?
You just slow early, that's all I know.
So I'm sort of looking at, Fernando Mick, something needs to cover him over, and then Envy Vern gets out pretty well. So I'm sort of just hoping he can get some clear running.
What about for Tim and Robbie Britton, your best chance in this year's Tab Melbourne Cup?
Our best chance is if a roughie wins it, to tell you the truth,
yep.
Because we haven't got a great team in. Carry On Angel's very, very consistent, and he won a couple of preludes. He's a lovely dog, but he may be just a class below the very elite dogs. Arizona Eyes is probably nearly, as a big statement, he's nearly the fastest dog here on Friday night, but he'll be last early. And he'll rattle home, but he's a serious greyhound with flaws, which is unfortunate.
Probably 6 months ago, Robbie, would you might have thought to yourself he could be lining up in a Boultree series rather than Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, I did, Jace, but we've had a number of issues along the way. He probably had 4 or 5 months off in a row. We haven't given away the thought of going over the distance, but we're still getting to that stage.
What about the stays? I love the stays. And I'd love to see their money a little bit closer to the sprinters down the track eventually anyway, Robbie, because I think they add a lot to the sport. Like, my favourite greyhound is Tornado Tears, and he was a stay, a fan of Bale.
Yeah. Look, the money is very good, but with the stayers, the opportunities aren't maybe as good because they don't have as many group races. But in saying that... If the money was a little bit higher for the stays, maybe it would attract people with the Arizona Eyes to put them up there a little bit quicker, you know?
I think it's a case like the trotters and the pacers in harness racing. They're quickly catching up to the pacers, but you'd like to see that gap for the prize money for the bigger races a little closer. But what about your stays, first of all, Jeff? Mapunga Ruby fascinates me. Is she the Bold Trace winner this year?
Look, I haven't really had, time. She had a bit of an injury from a run here at Sandown, and she probably had a month off, and then she had 2 trials and went into the Top Gun, and she drew the 6, and I think what happened that day, there's a race that had a lot of speed in it, and you didn't want to draw box 6 with a lot of speed.
Yeah.
And so she never got into the race, and then I came here and trialled her here on Sunday, and we were getting blown sideways, and so the dogs were just running atrocious times, and so I haven't really got a good gauge on how well she's going.
So that was it was cyclone weather here on Sunday.
Oh, it's been horrendous for a couple of weeks. It's finally the sun's shining today, and we're enjoying the sunshine. Jeff, what about Hank the Hustler? He lines up in Heat 3 of the Bowl Tree, so now it was, I don't know if rush is the right word to get him right for that Top Gun stays, but where do you see him at this stage of his preparation leading into a Boultree seat?
Yeah, look, he's had a couple of runs now, and, I think, the other night he just got tangled up, but I still think he finished off the race okay. So I think he needs a few things go his way, running into that first corner, and if he can stay close, I think he'd be well in the finish.
And Gareth, before we move on from these heats of the Bowl Trees, race 1, number 2, Enter the Sun, trained by Jeff Britton. Are you aware of his ownership status?
Georgie Ferugia.
Yeah.
How much money has George Ferugia got, Jeff? Because he's got greyhounds left, right and centre. He had a maiden winner the other day, I think, at a Horsham, the Bolt at home.
I think it was at Geelong yesterday, was it?
No, I think it was Horsham there, I think on... I think
Pisano, was it?
Yeah,
that was at Geelong.
Yeah, all right.
And
he's got that many, I forget.
And you had a greyhound cleared on Sunday, Jeff, in a satisfactory trial. What was his name?
Keep It Black.
No.
That's not his.
George's Fancy.
Oh, George's Fancy, that's right. Yeah, he must have liked it as a pup, and then Barry Smith said, I'll have that one.
Do you know what I find fascinating with you, the greyhound trainers? How do you remember every dog?
Well, we don't.
So you remember their... So if their kennel name's Gareth, you remember... That's Gareth.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember their race names.
But Britons are terrible for remembering names. So we know what the dog looks like.
Yep.
We know which we spend 5 minutes trying to explain to someone, go and grab so-and-so.
Have you missed Linda? Because she can't get here these days, and you won't be able to get there because of the border restrictions. But it'd be interesting to see who comes out of Dogs WA, for instance, for the Tab Phoenix.
Yeah, look, it's a shame that they haven't been able to, especially for the Melbourne Cup, that there's usually a good representation from Western Australia. But again, It'll all come together into Phoenix, we think, and whether it's Tommy Shelby or whether it's one of Linda's or Dave Hobbies, there'll be a good dog coming out of it.
There's always a good dog there from WA, just with Tommy Shelby. What a remarkable... We've mentioned this a few times with some of the trainers that we've had a chat to this morning. How good of training, how great of a training performance will it be from Steve Weathers to pull this off with Tommy Shelby? First up in a heat of a Melbourne Cup in 3 months.
Look, ability's permanent, and if he's right, he'll be right into this, right up to his ears. But I look at it injury-wise, he's trialled really well, so the injury's behind him. Again, it'll only come down to his match fitness, and the fact he's run a track record in a trial, I'd be pretty confident he's spot on.
All right, man. So he's $2.50 favourite, Jeff. Would you take him on if you're a punter?
I just don't like the box, that's all. Yeah. You know, when they're stuck out there, it's and I don't punt very often, so I'll leave it.
Guys, it's one of the best nights of the year from a racing point of view, and I expect you guys will have representatives here on your behalf this Friday night. So what do you do Friday? Is it a normal day? Do you sit on the couch and crack a couple of cans and watch the heats? How does it unfold for you? Is it the same as everyone else? You do exactly that?
Yeah, do exactly the same. We get the dogs off around about 4 o'clock or whatever time they've got to leave. We've probably, by the time we close the kennels, it's probably about 7 o'clock. So we really just come in from there and start watching races. So it's dogs from when you get up to dogs when you go. We fall asleep in front of the telly.
Still one of my greatest moments in any coat, Robbie, was Tornado Tears proving his knockers wrong to win the Bold Trees at $10, Jason. Could you believe the price we got for the champion that night?
Yeah, look, as I said, I wasn't convinced he couldn't win. I just knew his ability, and as it turned out, he got the right runs at the right time.
What's your best chance on Friday night? We'll start off with you, Robbie, and then Jeff.
I find it really tough. I think as far as ability goes, Empress Tears is the best. She's got ability in race one. She's not the most honest dog you'll ever get. But if she puts her best foot forward, very few dogs would beat her.
So that's race one, number 5, Empress Tears. And Jeff?
Probably race 10, number 1, Webley Blazer.
Yeah.
And just hoping he just gets out with them at least.
Is Aston Rupee the dog to beat in your eyes for the TAB Melbourne Cup?
Certainly the fastest dog in it. Yeah. But again, good habits win these races as well. And I haven't got no knock on that dog at all, but I think David Gill has got a great chance in this race.
Yeah, with Coblenz as well. Well, yep. We wish you the best of luck come Friday night. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, Gareth.
Jeff and Robbie Britton, great stalwarts of the game, and I can't believe they haven't won a TAB Melbourne Cup. Anthony has a party, has, because it was my first cup that I think he defeated Jeff. Sorry to rub this in, Jeff.
Yeah,
I feel,
knock him off.
Yeah, by a nose. And Whiskey Wright kicked back that day and passed the kettling area. It looks like that Whiskey Wright, he had a big fight on his hands, but he dug deep for you that day, Ant.
He definitely did, mate. I'm glad he did.
Mate. It changed your life, didn't it?
Winning that Melbourne Cup. It certainly did. You know, it's like many people you had on radio. It's a dream race, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the greatest race, and it's always going to be the greatest race. It's got so much history, and, when you reach that point, it's very satisfying, that's for sure, Gareth.
Now, you're a little bit late turning up because you've got your superstars. I've got a couple of minutes with you, so we'll get to the tough questions. Substantial, can you defeat Aston Rupee?
With luck? Look, there's no doubt Aston Rupee, he's just a dead-set champion. Look, our key of the race is number 4, is Fernando Bluey, as everyone knows. He does like to crash the defence. He's quick early. He can run 5 dead and probably break 5. And he's our key of the race, Gareth. If he can sort of hold him up and he gets the fly on the outside, well,
look,
you just
out.
Never know.
Is it a good draw now for Substantial? Because you've taken on Mick before and sat outside of him in the prelude.
Yeah, most definitely. Last week it was a little bit of a concern, but he actually gave him the run of the race, and it was a fair race. They were head-to-head all the way. But, look, I think I'm pretty happy sitting in the 6 this week.
And you've also got Ben Mayo lining up in heat number 3, and you've spoken in depth about him over the past month, about all the ability that he's got. He's still on the up. How do you see him performing on Friday night?
Look, Jace, there's a lot of pace in this race. He's a dog. He's sort of not, he doesn't know what to do yet when there's a dog's in front of him. But being box seven, I really like him out there. I do. And I wouldn't be surprised he can win this race.
Okay.
I know it's a big statement, being a young dog. He's a bit like in the Welsh's Fast Factor, really. A bit inexperienced. But if he happened to be close enough off the track, he'll shock a few people one day, this dog.
A coolie's lad.
I think he's a top chance.
Yep.
I really do. I like him in box four. He's run 5.04 here last week in the shootout. I think if he can bring that early pace to that race, he leads clearly and, yeah, hopefully he can hang on.
You're a grand final trainer. Who's your best chance in the TAB Melbourne Cup?
Look, I like McCauley's lad.
Yep.
Yep.
And he pulled up okay after that shootout?
Yeah, he needed that run. He's pulled up really good. I was surprised how he's pulled up. He worked real good yesterday and, yeah, look, I'm really, really excited about his preparation now. He's had that first 500. I'm pretty happy.
Always great catching up with you, Anthony. Have you trialled any superstars that we should know here today?
Oh, well, you shouldn't know, but we trialled a couple nice
all
ones.
Right, hey, I'll get that out of you before I leave. Jace, who's your tip?
For the cup?
Yep.
Coblenz.
You're with McCauley's lad. Who runs second to you?
Second to me.
Who do you have to beat?
Substantial.
All right. Good on you, Ants. Thanks for everybody. That